Hello and welcome back to Fantasy Nuts UK. This is the What's Next series, and today I'm joined by SC Romero. He is at the PPR show on Twitter and YouTube, and he's a writer for RPO Football. What is going on, bro?
Let the buzz, man. Just excited to be here. Let's talk about some free agent wide receivers. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm definitely a fan of the show. And yeah, you know, the PPR show, you follow me on Twitter, and, you know, looking forward to just having some good football talk today.
That's it. Let's get after it. Anyway, as SC just says, we are talking about the free agent wide receivers. There ain't too much on the market really in terms of like that top tier talent, but one guy who was recently cut, Robert Woods, says he's over 30 now and he commanded a big contract with the Titans, but I'm interested to see a landing spot for him. What about you?
No, same thing. I mean, Robert Woods, you know, we saw him with the Rams. He showcased some high talent, some good target share there, and I think He's a good veteran, you know, whether he goes to a team that's like a win now or whether a team that has some rookies, you know, to coach those young rookie talented wide receivers as well. I think Robert Woods being old is definitely someone that a team should look for and something that you could probably buy low in your fantasy teams right now as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. If he lands somewhere favorable, like the Titans system did not suit him at all. You know, he gets involved in the running game a little bit as well when he was in LA. Do you think a return to the Rams could be on the cards now A-Rub's been given permission to look for a new team?
Yeah, actually, I have my two teams right now that I think are favorite for him are the Los Angeles Rams, simply because they're hurting on the cap space, right? But I think he's the one you could get a buy low, work a deal with, be like, hey, man, bring us back, come back. Because I really think the Rams are in like a win now situation. I think last year was just a fluke and they realized they weren't doing anything. So like Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Donald, all the players are like, all right, let's take a year, you know, relax, get healthy, and let's go full throttle here. And I think they can sell that to Robert Woods to be like, hey, come back. Let's try to win it again and let's go out with one last bang. My other team that I really like for him right now is the Chicago Bears. As I mentioned, the young rookie wide receivers, Claypool and Mooney, I believe, are both free agents in 2024. So bringing him in to be like, hey, here's a veteran to show y'all the way. You know, someone that could be a nice safety net for Justin Fields, but as well as a good teacher and mentor to your Darnell Mooney's and Chase Claypool's as well. Both two teams that I really like for him. And he's someone that could be acquired for cheap. I mean, he's did get a big contract, you know, from the Titans, but I think the way you address him, it could be like, look, man, you're a veteran. You're getting older. We do want you here. And he could just go in there to just play football still, you know. So the Los Angeles Rams and the Chicago Bears are my two favorite landing spots right now for him.
I absolutely love that. And let's move on to the next guy. Someone needs a field stretcher. And the best of this sort of bad bunch, if you like, for me is DJ Chark. And he's only 26 still. What do you see with Chark?
Chark, I agree. You know, his biggest issue has been staying healthy. But I think, you know, when he is healthy, and he showed it last year with the Lions, that he can still be that field stretcher player. And that's something that a lot of teams do need. And especially in that youth, I mean, his best game, I think, was in 2019 in week 5 against the Carolina Panthers. He with 11 targets, 8 receptions, 164 yards and 2 touchdowns. So when you see someone like that has a dynamic game, you know they had the potential, right? But again, his health has been the issue. But when he's on the field, he's a great wide receiver. He's someone that can match good with the quarterbacks. He stands pretty tall as well. The biggest thing I think we'll hear will be the contract that he might be looking for. So it'll be interesting to see what he's thinking about. I think the market value right here from SportsRack at least is like $9.5 million or something. But I think he's someone that could be a steal, you know, for you as well. He was, if you started him on the White Reeks last year for the Detroit Lions, I think, again, whatever team he goes to, he can be that steal. I wouldn't consider him your alpha wide receiver, but if you have him as a good complement to a nice alpha, maybe somewhere like the Vikings, I guess, you know, maybe a compliment to Justin Jefferson or something like that. Somewhere that has an alpha, bring him in to stretch the field, keep him in there healthy, but he's not taking that much targets, so he's not taking that many hits. And I think he could definitely be a great asset there as well. I know the Lions do have other free agents in Jamal Williams and Deshaun Elliott, so I don't think they necessarily franchise tag DJ Shark. They might go elsewhere. But I don't also see him going there. I mean, they have a young core in Jamison Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown, so I do believe he can go elsewhere and still make a bang, you know, especially for a team that needs it. I see him possibly going to the Patriots. They're that team that always gets the under-the-radar wide receivers and that makes them have a good year, and then they get paid again, right? So I can see him going to New England and having some big impact there as well.
I think the Giants is another good shout there for Chark as well, with Slayton and Shepard both heading out of town. Like you say, he sort of had that 1 year, $10 million in Detroit, and I really believe they brought him in because they wasn't sure what they were gonna when they were gonna get Jameson Williams on the field. But in terms of dynasty, what are you doing? Are you trying to acquire Chark, or what sort of value do you reckon he's at?
If you do need a wide receiver, sure. You know, he's not someone that's like heavily on my radar as far as these free agent wide receivers, just because of that health issue. But if you need a wide receiver, he's someone that, if you start him on the right week, he's a good one. But he's also someone that I think you can try to sell, you know, just because he did have a pretty decent year last year. So you can easily try to sell him to a team that's wide receiver needy. You know, he's someone that you might need to wait to see where he lands, because then you could be like, let's just say you said the Giants. So if you have an owner that has Daniel Jones, you're like, hey, man, come get this stack here. You know, DJ Shark, Daniel Jones. Because right now, with the way the wide receivers are in like the Giants, he'd be the best wide receiver on the roster. You know, so you might want to wait for that to see what his market may be. He's more of a definitely a buy low. I mean, a buy low for any player. If you can acquire them for cheap, why not, right? So, but I think he's more of a sell if you have him, especially when he goes to that team and goes to that team that has that quarterback to be like, hey, I'll give you the stack. And, you know, you could get this draft class is really stacked. I love this draft class. Yeah. You could easily get, you know, maybe a late second. That's kind of pushing it, or like an early third for him, maybe, if you're going after that. So definitely something to keep on the radar, but I think you'll have to wait for him to land somewhere before you actually can get a fair price on him for it.
Before you act on it, definitely. And talking about people with a not great injury history, and also from the Giants, Sterling Shepard, he's over 30. You know, he's coming off a $10 million year, and probably RIP in dynasty for him. Even redraft, he'll probably be left on the boards a lot. What do you see for Sterling Shepard?
You hit it right on the money, man. Like, with Sterling Shepard healthy, he's great. I mean, it was looking great when he was on the field with the Giants. Every time he has been on the field with the Giants, he's looking phenomenal. The fact is, though, you know, to be true, he had an Achilles injury. Last season, he had an ACL injury. He's over 30, as you mentioned. Personally, I think this is time for Sterling Shepard to hang it up, you know, and that's not to do with his talent. You know, the talent's there, but it's like, man, you're getting up there in age. You know, save your body, save yourself. Go enjoy your time off, retire from it, and do your own thing, you know. But if someone wants to take a shot on him, a great wide receiver, you know, someone you can definitely stash, you know, because no one's necessarily looking at him. You can probably acquire him for way less than any wide receiver that we're going to talk about, just because of the injury history. And it's definitely someone that can pay off when he is on the field. But for me, if I don't necessarily have that roster spot, I'm not going to acquire him, just because I don't want to have to worry about, all right, who am I going to cut? You know, even when it's going to guys that really didn't see the field, at, like a Jameson Williams, not cutting him over Jameson Williams, even though Jameson Williams had a hurt year last year, you know, half the season. So I really think he's a tough one. He's a tough one. You want to wait till he gets signed, but even then, you're going to be iffy. It's like you could probably get him on the free agency board. You know, your team, whoever has, is probably cutting him as well. So don't be aggressive towards him. You know, wait to see what the owners do, and then go after him, because he can be a solid wide receiver when he's healthy and on the field. Fact is, he's older. Those injuries have played a part. So it's going to be hard to see his future moving forward.
The next dude on the list, he was primed for a big role last year, and it never really panned out. It hasn't panned out. He's had flashes. Alan Lazard, he's now 27. Mm-hmm. He's not returning to Green Bay. I've seen him linked with the Chiefs the last couple of days, which is a strange one for me. Totally unofficial, of course. But what do you think with Lazard? What are you doing with him?
He was one of my buys last year, you know, because everyone was out, and it was like he, like you said, he was primed for a big role. So I was really excited to see it. You kind of saw it the first couple weeks, but then, you know, you had your Romeo Doves come in, you had your Christian Watson come in. So they realized, hey, we have a young core, right? So yeah, they are moving in. I too have seen him link with the Chiefs, and that gets me excited, you know, because apparently the Chiefs front office do like him. From my understanding, it looks like there's someone that's going to go after him. And when you have quarterbacks like your Patrick Mahomes, your Brady's, your Burrow's now, you know, your Peyton Manning's back in the day, your Aaron Rodgers, you always want to get those wide receivers that are linked to them, right? So if yeah. he goes there, that's a definite buy if you can. But then also it's a definite sell, you know, because his value goes up when he gets those star quarterbacks, right? So yeah. that's probably a definite sell, especially if he goes towards Kansas City. Who's he had to beat? Juju's a free agent as well. So it's what, Mecole Hardman and MVS? Yeah. So
Hardman's a free agent too.
Oh, see, so just MVS. And that's someone that you could, I mean, Sky Moore, he didn't really show it, you know? So he definitely can go in there and be that guy. Before I heard about the news about Kansas City, I had him possibly going to Chicago, Detroit, staying in the NFC North, or even Atlanta, you know, somewhere that needs a solid mm-hmm. wide receiver too. Because I don't see him as a wide receiver one. In KC, he can fill that role. But I see him more as a high wide receiver two, just because of his height, his build, his speed, his ability to make the contested catch. So he's definitely someone that I would personally try to buy low again this year, right now. Because then if he goes to Kansas City and you have him, you can probably flip that buy low into a sell high. Again, just because the name Patrick Mahomes is behind him. And that alone, for any wide receiver, I'm like, hey, I really want a part of that juice, you know? So it'll be interesting to see what he'll be doing and what he will accomplish, you know, this next season. I don't see him as an alpha, but he's a solid wide receiver too, and someone that can get you, you know, 9 to 12 fantasy points a week, any given week.
Yeah, someone you could probably put in your flex if he was with Mahomes. But the thing with Patrick Mahomes is after Kelce, and even when Hill was there, Kelce and after Hill, he spreads it about. It's going to be boom or bust a lot. So for your best ball leagues, if Lazard lands in Kansas City, I don't mind that as a late pinch. Because he will have them splash weeks. But next guy on the list, and it's probably my favorite on this list, actually, reliable option. If you get him a quarterback and some red zone looks, the wide receiver two upside is more than there. Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, no, my favorite wide receiver on the board as well. I've been leaking him to the Giants. You know, I think the Giants, we just talked about their wide receiver core. It's kind of weak, and I think they do address it in the draft. They just re-signed Daniel Jones to a four-year, I think it was, what, $160 million. And then they franchise Saquon Barkley, so they're bringing back their two star offensive players, and now you got to go get a wide receiver. So I really think Jacoby Myers fits that mold because each year he has improved. But his quarterback play hasn't, right? So he's continuing to go in each year, year after year, and be the guy that's there. And I think Jacoby Myers can fit that mold in the Giants because you can get a rookie still, but then you can have that two compliments try to fight for who's the alpha here, right? Because there isn't one in New York. I think this could be his breakout season. He's one of my heavy buys this year. And I think this year, again, depending on the team, but if he goes to the Giants, this may be a possible year that he can be a top 20, maybe top 15 wide receiver. He's definitely someone that's on my radar. You look at his stats year after year, he's going better, better, better. And I think this is his breakout year. You know, sometimes you have those players that take their fourth, fifth year to finally break out. And I think Myers is hitting that. And I'm excited to see what he can do for any team this upcoming season.
Yeah, the upside to finish as a high-end wide receiver too is certainly there for him. But last guy on the list, Juju Smith-Schuster. What are we doing with him?
Man, Juju's hard, right? Because he had his great year with Antonio Brown. I think that was in 2018 where he was opposite Antonio Brown. He had, 111 receptions, just over 1,400 yards and 7 touchdowns. And it was like, wow, this is a great wide receiver. And we all bought in. I bought in, at least. And with that, you look at it now and you're like, okay, well, he was that because he had Antonio Brown. And as much as the media, everything wants to hate on Antonio Brown and what he's done off the field, on the field, it's like, all right, we can't say that the guy wasn't great, right? He is one of the best receivers to ever play the game. And Juju was a great compliment to that. And what we saw there was he needs a solid alpha to be a solid wide receiver too, because he's a field stretcher. You know, whether you want to say, oh, he's on TikTok all the time, whatever it is. Granted, it is, he's a field stretcher. He's a speedster that can get down the field, get you some good plays, get some yards, get some touchdowns even. But I do think he's someone that needs to be a solid wide receiver too. If he goes into a wide receiver one role again, that's very hard to see what he can do. Right now, I do have him tied to either New England, the Giants again, or even Baltimore, because I believe last year, before he re-signed with Pittsburgh, Baltimore did give him an offer, but then KC also did, but he chose Pittsburgh again. Not last year, the year before. And then last year, you know, he chose Kansas City. So it's like, I like Juju, man. It's just very hard for me to he's not a buy for me just because of his such inconsistency. But he's someone that if you have him, I'd probably try to sell him. You know, I think KC was probably like the last straw for him in the sense of to be like, hey, you're an alpha, because he had the opportunity to do that and he didn't go through with that. So definitely someone that you can try to sell. Maybe someone that you need to wait for that team to see where he's at. But if he goes somewhere again with like a Justin Jefferson or with like a let me just see who's another solid receiver, even like a Michael Pittman, I guess, you know, just someone, Jamar Chase, you're not going there because Higgins is there, but someone that has a solid alpha, bring him in, be your wide receiver too, be your field stretcher, and then you could see some big bang from him as well.
See, I think Dallas wouldn't be bad, but him and CeeDee Lamb are quite similar. The best case scenario for fantasy football is Juju returning to Kansas City,
for sure,
because he had a rough year last year with injuries, and you know, he took a little while to get going at the start, and then he had weeks where you could put him in your flex and just leave him there, unless obviously it was Thursday, then you take him, put him in your wide receiver spot. But and he was getting, so he was in that range of 12 to 15 points comfortably for a few weeks, and then he got hurt again, and it was suiting him with getting into that system with Andy Reid. Obviously he's a magician, with Kelce as the main target, and it was suiting him again, similar to like you say when he was with Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh. And I think if he was to return to Kansas City again, that's your best chance to see Juju of what of old, almost 2018 Juju. But teams with a lot of cap space, just to run through it, that could potentially snag these guys: Chicago, Houston, the Giants, the Patriots, Green Bay, even, they could maybe take someone cheap. The Titans, they got rid of Woods. They need a wide receiver. The Chiefs, Arizona, the list goes on. Everybody needs wide receivers. Right. Other guys that could affect the market because they've been allowed to look for teams: Allen Robinson, Brandon Cooks, maybe DeAndre Hopkins. That leaves holes in the Rams, and we've mentioned Houston already with Cooks leaving. But yeah, that is about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Houston's very interesting because they got a new coach. They got a new new idea, new mentality going in there. So I'm definitely interested to see what they do in the wide receiver room. DeAndre Hopkins is a great person you mentioned because he was out for the first 6 weeks, right, for the suspension. Mm-hmm. Came back and he showed, yo, I'm still a wide receiver one. You know, I know he has been right now. But also a return to Houston. You know, D'Amico Ryans is back there. He's a Houston original when it comes to the linebackers. So possibly a return there. Allen Robinson had his opportunity in L.A. and didn't come through. So it's like, hey, here's still a guy that has been a wide receiver one, you know, years past. So he's possibly a big share as well. And Brandon Cooks, I think you have a lot of teams in the top 10 of the draft right now that are addressing the quarterback position, right? And Brandon Cooks has proven time and time again he's a solid safety net for your wide receivers. You know, he's kind of the one more underrated players when it comes to wide receivers, but he's always consistent in making those big deals. So I mean, there are some teams with a lot of cap space with some good wide receivers on the market that you don't have to make that bang to go after them. You don't have to put the Christian Kirk money on them, if you will, but you can still, you know, put some good money on them and bring them in, and they could be a solid asset. So when the free agency market hits, it's going to be exciting, definitely excited to see. And as you mentioned, we have some guys that have been given the opportunity to say, hey, you can go talk to some teams and, you know, go see what the market's out there for you. So definitely so exciting. We'll see a lot of moving around, I think, once that hits. And the wide receivers, you know, you can probably expect a boom like we saw in Christian Kirk last year as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that is that for this time. SC, thank you so much for joining me. Let everybody know where they can find you again.
Yes, sir. SC Romero, you can find me at the PPR Show on Twitter, at the PPR Show on YouTube, not at the PPR, but the PPR Show on YouTube. And I am a writer for RPO Fantasy Football. So check out my articles, post them on Twitter and everything. I really appreciate you having me on, man. Definitely excited to be here. And, you know, until next time, man, I appreciate it.
Definitely. That is that. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And until next time.